Hi, this is the Developer's Guide to Windows 10 Preview. I'm Andy Wigley, Technical Evangelist out of Microsoft in the UK.
I'm Jerry Nixon, also a Developer Evangelist here in the United States in Colorado.
Okay, in this session, we're going to introduce you to a brand new control, a XAML control out of the toolbox. This is the Split View.
The Split View control is a new control in the XAML toolbox. Yes, isn't it? And it's kind of exciting, but I think what we'll do is we'll kind of walk through some XAML controls and then go into how and what the Split View actually means to us, right? And it's a pretty exciting control. So before we even talk about the subject of this session, let's talk about some other things. So we know another control we have in our toolbox is also the Relative Panel, a really important piece of our adaptive story that allows us to arrange items inside a panel based on their relative position to other items in the panel. So instead of giving the top left or anything like that, we say, for example, yellow is to the right of red, and then green is below yellow, and we can arrange them relative to other pieces. Very exciting, very good at simplifying your visual tree and helping with the adaptive story because we can switch those around in the visual state. Then we also have another control, the month calendar. And so the month calendar, this is a terrific control, not only because we've always wanted it, right? And it's one of those controls that a lot of people build, but also because this is the exact same control we see in the system tray when we're changing the calendar in or the date in Windows. Or it's the exact same one when we look at the touch version of Office and you see in Outlook. This exact same control. So you can trust not only is it a great control, but it's rich as far as capabilities as well. The built-in XAML controls, there's a bunch of greatness around them. You know that they're performant, right? Because we use them throughout the operating system. You know that they're scalable, but most importantly, you also know they're properly accessible as well. So you get a lot of candy back for free with XAML controls that you have. So using our controls, seeing more controls showing up in the toolbox, that's just benefit to you. All right, the split view. Now, before we talk about the split view, I think it's important we talk first about the navigation framework inside a XAML application. So we've had the navigation framework since Silverlight, really. Silverlight introduced that to us first. And it's made of two things, a page and a frame. And so if we think about what the frame does, it's just like a browser navigating forward and back through the front forward stack and the back stack. And so it has a series of methods like go back, go forward, can go back, can go forward, and a series of events that you use as well. Often, just navigate alone is the main thing that developers interact with, so they can go to different things. Unlike Silverlight, where you would navigate to a URI, here we navigate to a type, which is brilliant because it allows us to move things around and not worry about the physical location of a file. We can move things through the project that seems more logical and organized from a developer's point of view. Then there's the page. So remember, first it's the frame, and then there's also these pages. The page then has a handful of things to it, but the things that are really worth noting here are that they have an on-navigated to and an on-navigated from. Both of them are an override. So as I navigate to a page, go forward, back, or just navigate to a new page, on-navigated to is raised for me or invoked for me automatically, passing the parameter that's passed in. And so this is terrific, and this is the way most interaction with a page is accomplished. And then there's also navigation cache mode. And so navigation cache mode is very special. You can see there's three: enabled, required, and disabled. And this is basically saying when I come back to the page, does it need to be in memory or do I create a new one from scratch? And so, if I say that it's enabled has a default to it that says, now don't go over the memory limit, right? There's some sort of cache limit and that's set on the frame. And as long as we're under that cache size limit, then go ahead and cache it so I don't create a new one. But if I do go over it, go ahead and take care of memory the right way. Required says forget the limit no matter what. Do not recreate this page. Sometimes that's very important to say required because it can be expensive to create a page.
Yeah, so this is a performance thing. So yeah, if you come back to the same page, you just get the same instance that you used when you were there before.
The default is disabled.
So every time you navigate to a page, you get a new instance created every time.
Yeah, so if you're at a hub that's expensive to make and you go to a detail page and you come back to your hub, that hub is recreated every time. Mm. So it's worth thinking whether or not you want to change the cache mode.
Yep.
All right, so that's the navigation framework. Here's the syntax to do a navigate. For example, this would be in your AppXAML CS. On launched, you would get the frame, which is a nice static value you can go get at window.current, or you may put it somewhere else nested in something, but this is the default location. And then you can decide where it's going to go. So in this case, I'm going to main page, and it's the type that I want. And so I just say frame.navigate type, and I'm passing in null, but that's the parameter that I would pass in. And so MSDN recommends that we pass in a string to that, not an object, but that's where the parameter would go, and then that onNavigated2 would receive it on the other side. It's a very straightforward framework.
It's very straightforward.
But this is really where this is the context of the split view, right? And so let's talk about the split view control. It's basically just a navigation affordance. It doesn't give functionality that's not already there. It's really giving a UI that you would have to build from scratch, and there's a lot of things around that are kind of frustrating, and this just takes care of it for you. Remember, using our controls give you a lot of capability right out of the box, including things like accessibility and stuff like that. And so let's look at how the split view works. So let's think about first where we might see it. So sometimes we call it the hamburger menu, you know, because we have those three lines that look like two pieces of bread and meat in the middle, or a veggie burger in the middle. Yeah. And so, you know, it shows up on a lot of applications, and when you tap it, different things happen depending on the design of that application, and it's kind of become, I don't want to say it's become a universal affordance that every user knows. Some users, they haven't been, you know, they don't know what to do, and so you need to think about that. But more and more you see it, more and more users understand it. Kind of just means menu. And so here we are. You just tap it and it expands, and then if I tap it again, it collapses. Maybe your application is different and it never expands and never collapses. Either way, it's up to you, but this is sort of the initial layout. And so you can see on the far left, this is the inline or the expanded view, and then we also have this compact view, right? This very skinny compact view. So you may go between these two, or you may just stick to one. It's really up to the design of your application. Split view doesn't care what you do. Now, where do you get the hamburger? Well, you'd think three lines would be easy to do, and they actually are, but it turns out we have included it in the new Sago font that's coming, right? And so yeah. You know, we have the Sago, what was the other one called? Sago Symbol.
Symbol, yeah.
Sago Symbol. And it had tons of symbols. It was handy. I mean, yeah. They were all vectors, so it was terrific. And so this one, it's not going to be called MDL2, I'll bet, although I don't know. You never know how things lay out.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, there is another
one.
A new set of symbols coming
along.
And they're all going to look like Windows 10.
Yep.
That style of Windows 10. And it includes this hamburger button as well. So that's nice. All right, so here's the simplest XAML syntax for the split view. There are two properties that really matter in the split view. The first one is the pane. So the pane is where all the buttons are on the left or right, depending on how you want your application laid out. And so the pane is where you put all of the buttons that they tap. Well, the next question is, what kind of button are you going to put in there? Well, in our case, we're going to show a demo in just a second. We use radio buttons because radio buttons do a lot for us. They have full accessibility built in. They have this grouping concept that allows them so that only one can be checked at a
really
time.
Yeah, it's really nice. You hit one and the others all get unchecked, and so you got that automatic stuff built in. It's very handy.
No logic at all that way.
Yeah, it gets for free.
They have accessibility all built in. So what we could do is we can retemplate these ever so slightly and give ourselves the advantage of the radio button with really not having to build our own button. We might be tempted to build a user control or something like that, but why when I can retemplate a button that's just dynamite like this? All right, the next really important property is the content property. So first was pane, that's where all the buttons go. The second one is where the frame goes. So remember, this is a navigation affordance, and it sits over the frame. So it used to be that we would go to windows.current.content and get the frame. Well, if I'm using a split view to wrap the frame, going to windows.current.content would actually give me the split view, or maybe the page that it's sitting on, depending on how I build my tree. And so then the frame is a child of the split view. So as soon as I introduce the split view, I have to start thinking just a little bit differently if there's going to be a simple way to get the frame. I might just store a reference in a static variable. There's a lot of ways you could do it, right? And so we have the pane that has all the buttons, and then we have content that holds the frame and the navigation from there. And so split view does all of the overlay and business like that, so we don't have to worry about z-index or anything like that as well. All right, so those are two important of the core properties we set. There are several other properties, like whether or not the pane is open, whether or not what size the compact length is, whether or not it's on the left or if it's on the right, And then we have this idea of pane display mode. And so pane display mode really is a variant of a couple of properties together, whether or not the pane is open or whether or not the pane is closed. So the first mode would be inline. And when inline and pane is set to true, then it just takes up space. It's a very wide spot. Your content shifts over and you go from there. But when that pane is closed, everything is gone. So it's sort of a jolting experience. So you wouldn't probably use inline if you're going to make it so it transitions in and out a lot. But this allows you to have it so it's there all the time and it's the full wide experience as well. But look at overlay. So overlay when it's open, not the same experience. Now my content doesn't shift. It's actually over it, almost like a settings flyout was in Windows 8. And so when I still have that light dismiss so I can tap and it goes away. That's really great. And when it's closed, it's just gone, just like it was before. We have nothing to do with compact in these first two. It's the next two that sort of use that same, this are almost exactly the same, they just also enable compact. So the first one would be compact inline. When the pane is open, it's still the full pane, right?
Full width of the pane. Yeah,
yeah, when we say is pane open, it's never is compact open. This is really talking about the full width pane. So compact true, then it is open. And then when we say compact false, we take away the larger pane and it's just the narrow pane. But still in both of those situations, because they're inline, we shift the content. Right? So then we have this overlay where we may not want to shift the content. So again, inline is probably where you're not having a dynamic experience of open, close. It's probably just one or the other. And so compact overlay allows us to show the full menu, but then when the user does a light dismiss, it dismisses to the compact view, right? So there's a whole bunch of options here, but hopefully that kind of makes sense. Basically,
pretty flexible, huh?
It's a pretty flexible, right, exactly. We're not saying that your design has to fit blah, 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 right?
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Okay, some things that are worth considering whenever you choose the split view. Maybe you might be using the phone, Andy. You know what I mean? And I like to hold my phone with my right hand in just one hand. And so my thumb's down at the bottom.
Right.
That hamburger menu is often up at the top.
That may not be the best thing, huh?
Yeah, that may make it really difficult or frustrating, right? Yeah. There certainly are other platforms that put their menus at the top, and they seem to still be successful. So it's not necessarily a recipe for failure, but it might make it so that your application isn't as easy to use as maybe it was. Nothing stopping you from putting the hamburger button at the bottom.
Moral of that story is just make sure you do usability testing with your app and make sure that it gives a good, great user experience to your users.
Yeah. Now we have the experience of already putting the frame as the base element in our visual tree. And so you might be tempted to have a frame and then a page and then the split view and then a frame inside of that and then only interact with that nested frame but keep the other frame. Now you introduce a lot of complexity, especially when you're talking about especially when we're restoring navigation state and maybe in the interaction of hardware buttons and the navigation that might be pushed down to frames. So I just want a word of recommendation and perhaps warning is not to nest frames. That can really be painful quickly. You got to keep a very clear focus and then you can make it work. But why go through that headache? Just have one frame and in this case, we would nest it inside the split view. Another thing to remember is this idea of retemplating. There are a lot of pitfalls to retemplating any control. For example, I mean, we know keyboard support is important.
Yep.
Not everybody uses computers in the same way. I mean, that's just a reality. And so keyboard support is very important. Retemplating can spoil that away. You want to make sure the way that you retemplate doesn't take away keyboard support. And so we have an example here that shows how to do it and maintain all of this just fine. Another is retemplating can spoil accessibility. Again, people don't use computers in the same way. You might need a screen reader, and so that reader may need to interact with your controls in a special through automation properties. And those automation properties, you could spoil those away as well by retemplating a control and not including those. And so just be careful. That's all this is a consideration. It's also possible that in a smaller device, the number of items that you have in your menu button on your menu list actually overflow. And you don't have enough. So you need to start considering what are you going to do then if you can't see everything? Scroll bar? Probably. Right? Yeah. I mean, you just got to think of something and don't just test on your, you know, 36-inch monitor that you just got.
Maybe if you're overflowing that area, you've got too many menu options. You should revisit your design, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, honestly.
Who knows? And there's no one size fits all.
No, there's not. No, there's not. But it is good to at least remember it, and don't forget to test it on different sizes. All right, so the takeaway is simply this. The split view is flexible for most patterns. It might even be for all patterns, to be honest. I mean, all it does is show a menu and then take it away. It doesn't add or remove from navigation or anything like that. It's all up to you to implement. It's really just a navigation affordance that you can add to your application that's pretty common now in the industry.
Yep. Cool.
Yeah. Let me show you a demo. All right, so I'm going to start with the solution, right? So this is in Visual Studio. This is my app. This is the template that we've created that we can go and show all kinds of nice things. It just demonstrates some capabilities. But here it is, right here on the left. I'm using that's that font that we were talking about and a couple other symbols that are there. And so as I navigate around, it follows me around. See, I can put the back button up here, which is a nice affordance as well, as well as navigate to different pages, make it larger, make it smaller. But again, all of this is me doing this. This is not anything that's built into the split view. This is me deciding this is what I want it to do. This is the size I want it to be and implementing it. But let's take a look at it in Visual Studio. So this is where we have it, and it all starts with the style. So remember, it was a radio button that we're retemplating. And so this is the style that targets my radio button and specifically calls it out to be nav button style. And what it really does is just changes the background and includes an icon. So we can easily provide that. And then let's look at the shell. And the shell is pretty simple. The shell is just a page, and you can see the page right there, and I reference my style so that it's part of it merges in as a resource for this page. And then there's the split view. And the split view has a handful of radio buttons in its pane. I can go to main, details, privacy, about, and then it's up to me how many of those I want. Each of those then inherits from the style, the custom style we've created, and I could set the width. And of course, the length in this case, the length of the compact pane, so it matches exactly the way I've designed it. So out of the box, the developer should decide on the design that they want. You know what would happen if we shipped this with a whole bunch of buttons and things, almost like Windows 8. Remember how everything started to look like the grid template?
Yeah.
Because people would start with the grid template and not change a thing. If we shipped this with a series of styles right out of the box, you would see every application having the exact same design. Yeah. There's a part of me that's like, that'd be sort of cool, but there's a part of me that remembers Windows 8 and is frustrated that all these apps look almost exactly the same.
Yeah.
So you really just get the split view as a tool that you get to implement and you get to skin or design the way that you want it to go.
Cool.
Yeah, it's an easy enough little control.
Yeah.
Something to remember, the split view content is intended to be the frame because the split view control is intended to be a navigation affordance, something that users are already accustomed to thanks to the mobile web and thanks to many other platforms that have introduced this and kind of got them into it.
It's quite a common UI metaphor that we're seeing out there.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice.
So a couple new controls we saw was the relative panel. We also talked about the month calendar and then just in general the navigation framework. But then along comes the split view that helps make navigation even easier and maybe a little more uniform across all of our different pages. Sometimes it's easy to get lost in an application that you drill down, and never have a context.
Yeah.
Something like this can give you an opportunity to have some sort of UI for that. Pretty nice.
Pretty nice.
All right, that's the split view, new in your XAML toolbox for Windows 10 preview. Try it out, play with it yourself, see if it's right for your application, then come back and watch another module with us.